am a resident myself in that area. My young kid has to try and cross that road on her way walking down to school. It's a time where we're trying to encourage people to walk and active travel, and that road is an absolute death trap. It's on the Wild Atlantic Way. We've got so much more volume of cars as well as pedestrians that live on the road. We need traffic calming measures to be brought in on the top road, as well as the road resurfacing and the pavements on both sides of the road. So, look, I've had the road engineers out as recent as last Friday. I appreciate it's not an easy stretch of road. It's not straightforward in terms of the jobs that need to be done. Will require a lot of funding and setback of property, but there are interim measures that we can do to intervene to increase the safety on the road. There's one particular stretch which there was a bit of land, and we've managed to convince the owners of the land to donate it to the council. So we're looking at putting in the pedestrian crossing up there between Scone and Sleeve, and people who know the area, at Knocknaree. So that's going to be a great help in terms of calming down the traffic a bit and allowing the children safe access to the western side of the top road.
Be that as it may, though, the council seem to be adamant that there's no plans to address any of these issues in the short to medium term.
Yes, yeah. Well, I know they are resurfacing the length of the road this year, and they have said that they've committed now to, and I was delighted to hear that today, to put in that pedestrian crossing. I know there was mention of the land acquisition and the setback being a blocker in terms of costs, but I've canvassed and I've talked to the residents along this road, and most of the residents would be delighted to give up a little bit of land to make way for a pavement there. And I think that could extend the whole way down to Cullinamore, because, you know, when it comes to it, everyone's priority is health and safety on these roads. And I think the top road it's known as being one of the most dangerous in Sligo. So that needs to be the priority for the council. I think the road staff are well aware of that. And I'd like to commend them, particularly the senior engineer, Thomas Cairns, and the area engineer out there, Conlett Whelan, for thinking outside the box and looking for proactive solutions to sort out this road.